Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I welcome you to another Saturday morning mother and daughter bonding round talk, roundtable, talking about mother and daughter relationships. Today is an exciting topic. I'm excited about it. It touched my spirit as Spirit was giving it to me, and I'm excited to share it with you today. And, you know, sometimes it seems like we might be approaching the same topics over and over and over again. Many times repeatedly, but in different aspects of how we approach a subject. And the reason I want you to know that is because that's the way it comes to me. That's the way Spirit gives it to me. And so I have to follow that and follow the Spirit. And so sometimes we'll talk about a subject and we need to go back and revisit it. And today, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about some things that we've talked about during the year. So I welcome you to Blog Talk Radio, and I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us this morning, knowing that we are here for a reason, and that is to help as many mothers and daughters as we possibly can just by sharing a thought through conversation. You know, sometimes it's just conversations that we need to have just to let people know that, you know, you're not in this boat by yourself. There's so many other people out here that are sharing your thoughts and that are trying to figure out what is it that I need to do to make a better relationship for myself as a mother, but also for my daughter. You know, you've got to look at, you know, first of all, you. How do I make it better for me as the mother? Because in order to help your daughter, you've got to be able to have yourself in a position to be able to give and to be able to know how to go and get advice from your mother, which we're going to talk about today. And so we're not talking about your earthly mother only. We're going to do a combination of mother. So, again, I say good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I thank God for the opportunity for being here, being able to share a thought. I get so excited when I go and I said, okay, Lord, what is it that you want me to talk about today? And I think that I'm going to be talking about one thing. And then all of a sudden, the Lord said, no, I want you to talk about this. And that's kind of what happened this morning. I was going to talk about some things that was, you know, just some fun things like the Christmas that's special to you, you know, something that would come to your mind that would you would say that I remember that as a child and that was a special Christmas, but then that's not what the Lord wanted us to talk about today. So, as trying to be as obedient as I possibly can, we have a whole different topic this morning, and the topic is mothers and daughters sharing their thoughts on the mother of all mothers, mother wisdom. So that's our topic. Again, I thank you guys. I see people that are coming on. I thank you for taking time out of your schedule. I know this is to some people a busy time of the year. They have so many things to do, and you've taken time just to stop by, say hello, listen. And the good thing about Blog Talk Radio, we're here on Blog Talk Radio. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com via your computer. And you can listen if you have the proper equipment like Skype or Uvu, or you can go to just yourself to your phone, your cell phone. As you're moving around, you can still listen. Just put your phone on mute. You still can listen to us as you drive around. And when you decide you want to join in the conversation, you can click 1. And the number to call is 347-539-5078. And click 1, and you can be a part of the conversation. as I always say, sit back, relax, get your favorite drink. Hopefully you have your daughter with you or your daughter-in-law or sisters or friends, girlfriends. You know, I'm looking at a lot of girlfriends coming to the table and having discussions beyond the radio broadcast. That in itself brings growth. I can only come and plant a seed, and that is why I come, to plant a seed. The harvest is yours. The harvest is yours because you have to nurture that seed. You have to water it. You have to attend to it and make sure that it does come up with a harvest. So remember, I'm just a seed planter. I come just to harvest and drop a seed in your mind, and hopefully you'll take that and run with it and develop what the Lord wants you to develop from that, okay? Again, I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I'm your host, and if you need to get in touch with me, you can always call me and leave a message. Just it's a line that you can call, leave a message. It will definitely come to me. It will come to my email address as well. And it is 786-462-6470. That's 786-462-6470. Now, one of the things that have come to my attention this morning, I need to slow down. I've had a lot on my mind, so let me just slow it down just a little bit so I don't over talk and you don't get what I'm trying to say. Sometimes there are mothers and daughters out there that they realize that I am a Christian clinical psychologist, and therefore they have a question that they want an answer or want someone to listen as they go through their minds trying to seek an answer. But they don't want to engage in maybe a long-term counseling session. And so the question is, would you do short sessions or one-time sessions? And that is true. You know, if you have a question, if you have a concern and you just want to bounce it off, you know, like I tell people, I took it to the very lowest. I asked God, what is it that I could do? And we used to do it for free. I would do counseling, and individuals did not take it seriously. So the least that we charge is $1, and at least you have to do a 30-minute session, and a 30-minute session, and that is not bad to maybe help you get yourself together. A normal fee for someone that is in my position would be $175 to $200 an hour. But just so that you can invest into your counseling session, that is the $1 fee, so that it goes to the helping of other mothers and daughters in programming that we have. So if you have a question, if you want to talk to me about something, that's that. And if you don't have it, I still, you know, call me. I know that's sort of like double jeopardy, but I don't want anybody to go without, and if you want to make a donation to the center, you can. But I don't want anyone to go and feel that they want to ask me a question and just don't have it. Please, that's not where I'm from. Or you can write me at drbessie@mdbn.org. That is the business part of it. Okay, again, I'm with the National Association of the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network here in Hollywood, Florida. We work with mothers and daughters. I was just giving some people time to get on. I see their switchboard is clicking as we talk. We work with mothers and daughters, helping them to improve their relationship or looking at strategies for the best way that they can communicate. And I based everything on, let's have an honest conversation. If you get to the thought of an honest conversation, then you'll be able to share what's on your heart. And you sometimes have to position yourself in your mind and get ready to have that honest conversation, because a lot of times that's not the easiest conversation to have. If it was, you would have had it already. I'd like to also thank the ambassadors. They hover ahead of me. They are the ones that are putting together programming for next year, doing a great, great job. And so I want to say thank you to them. I also want to thank you, mothers and daughters, that are here listening to your host, which is me, Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and our topic today, mothers and daughters sharing their thoughts on the mother of all mothers, mother wisdom. Now, let's look at this topic. Like I said, I had a different topic that I was thinking, you know, let's just do something different, but that was not what Spirit wants. So in asking, what is it that you want me to talk about, God, and this is the topic, mothers and daughters sharing their thoughts on the mother of all mothers, mother wisdom. And it has been almost a year that we've been having a conversation at the round table concerning the mother and daughter relationships and what we can do to help create a healthier relationship, which creates a healthier family. And this is a situation that God has placed on my heart, the relationships between mothers and daughters, and has called me to minister to mothers and daughters. And I can honestly say, what an honor. I am so excited because I'm telling you, wherever I go and I say to someone, they say, well, what is it that you do? And I say, I specialize in mother and daughter relationships. I don't care who they are, male, female, the first thing they want to do is tell you about their mother. The mother is such a special person to the family, you know. And as I always say, I always like to put a plug in there for fathers, because I know a good father is just as important as a good mother. And but my call was to minister to mothers and daughters. And the reason I say that is because I know many good fathers, and my son-in-law being one of them, that I can just go on and on and on and give you a list of things, of the nurturing things that he does, and I see that firsthand. So I'm not taking anything away from fathers, and I always, every once in a while, I like to say that, but I just want you to know that my calling and my ministry to minister to mothers and daughters, okay? I know that we have talked about the many different subjects, and then we've heard many wonderful point of views from mothers throughout the year. And it's hard to, you know, you think back and say, has it been a year? It will be a year, the first week of January. We will celebrate our anniversary that first week. And so that makes me very excited. I'm like, a whole year, and it seems like it was yesterday. And I'm so pleased to say that so many mothers and daughters have been lifted up in their spirits, in their relationships with each other, and they've learned techniques on how to communicate. Mothers and daughters that have not been speaking are speaking. Mothers and daughters are coming to the table. They're discussing. They're bringing their grandchildren. They are figuring it out. Some are still struggling because one or the other don't want to really have that honest conversation. I'm telling you, there's nothing that can stop you from having that relationship you want with your mother or daughter except an honest conversation. That is the only thing that will keep you from breaking that glass wall that is between you. You're looking at each other, you're seeing each other, but there's that glass wall. How do you break it? You've got to have an honest conversation. And that is not easy for a lot of people because of their thinking. And I tell you, it goes back to what I've taught for over 30 years, and that is the intro conversation, that conversation that goes under each of our heads. You know, the mother has a conversation in her head, the daughter has a conversation in her head, and nobody wants to bring it together because of that wall. But we can see each other, we can laugh, we can talk. Occasionally, we can stick our hands through that glass wall and hug and embrace, but yet that glass wall remains. So with each session during the year, I have seen the chipping away at that glass wall for mothers and daughters. But what I want to do is encourage you today to know that just keep chipping, just keep holding on, because eventually bits and pieces of that conversation is going to come out. Or one day you're just going to say, you know what, I'm going to have this conversation and I'm going to put it on the line. So today I'm hoping that from this message you will get what you need to have that conversation. You're definitely going to get it. The thing is, will you use it? Okay? Because you're going to get it today. You're going to get what you need to have that conversation. Now, most of you know that, especially the ones that have been with me over years, and especially over the last year here on the radio program, I deal with words. I come from the word, because the word is all there is, and that the word creates your thought, your visions, and you are also living in the world that you create. So once you get the word and it creates your thoughts and then it creates your vision, then you progress into that world in which you see, because that's what you know. So we're going to talk about perception and how we see things and the world that we know and how we can use that in a whole different way. Today I want to talk about the mother of all mothers. We want to talk about mother wisdom. Mother wisdom. And before I started writing down this particular show, I started with a word. Everything starts with a word. And the word was, I asked, Father, give me the words that you want me to share with your mothers and daughters today. And wisdom, and the wisdom on how to share the word. You can have the word, but, you know, you got to have the wisdom on how to share it, how to come across with it. So I don't want to come across in any way arrogant, know-it-all, the authority on the word for you, because I'm not. So I have to ask for wisdom on how to disperse the word so that it can be received in the way that God wants me to share it with you. The mother of all mothers, wisdom, came up in my spirit within that thought. It was when a mother has a small child. I want you to go back and look. When a mother has a small child, that particular child looked to her mother for all the answers in every situation. Now just imagine a little girl, let's just say she's 3 years old. She has not been exposed to a lot of the world. But if she scrapes her knee, or if she runs into something, or she's scared, the first thing she's going to do is call her mother. And she's looking for her mother to have the answer, because she doesn't know anything. She's a child. And the mother comes. The mother is not going to come to her and say, I don't know. The mother's going to come to fix it. Because in her mind, if the child fell and scraped her knee and is bleeding, the first thing you're going to do is come with a first aid kit. You're going to look at what you know to fix it. And she's looking for you to fix it because she knows that, you know, this is my mother. She has the answer. And she looks at you with those big open eyes. That's my mother, and you're bigger than life to her. Because in her mind, all she sees is her mother, and her mother has the answer. And you say to yourself, what happened to that little girl? What happened? You know what? That little girl has not been exposed to the world. She doesn't know what the world says. She doesn't know anything about doubt. Her mind, as a small child, has not gone outside of the reach of her mother or her father. So as a small child, all she sees is her parents, and they have the answer. Now, when you're talking about a single mother, all they see is their mother. That's all that child can see. Occasionally, you know, when dad's there, a child may run to the father and say, you know, daddy. But most, 9 times out of 10, the first thing is going to be mama. So mothers today, I'm trying to bring a thought into focus to your imagination. And I want you to just stop and think back when you were a small child and how you depend upon your mother. And every question, every answer, every situation was dependent on the answer that your mother or your grandmother to give to you. That's why it's so important when you talk about mothering, and even now with your grandchildren, because they're looking at you as the answer. Now, what I'd like you to do today, I'd like you to close your eyes for just a moment. I want you to just go within, because sometimes when we are listening and we are talking, or even in church, you know, and people are getting you ready to receive a seed of information, if you're looking around, something will catch your eye and will throw a thought into the conversation. Therefore, you stop attending to what you're hearing and you start attending to that thought that was just thrown into that conversation. But if I could get you to close your eyes for just a moment, and we're going to act like we are little children. If you close your eyes for just a moment and visualize seeing 3 chairs, if you see 3 chairs and just imagine that there's one large chair in the middle and 2 chairs on the right and on the left. Now, the large chair in the middle, just imagine God is sitting in that chair. And on the right-hand side of that chair, there's Jesus. And on the left-hand side of the chair is the Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to hold on to that picture. And you can get it if you close your eyes. I want you to follow me. Now, I want you to imagine that you're looking at the head of God. Just look in the center of that chair and imagine where God's head would be. And I want you to look at his head. And I want you to see in your mind, into his mind. Just imagine. I know you say, how am I going to see in the mind of God? You can do it. Just look. Use your imagination. And just imagine his head and looking into his mind. And what do you see? You should see the mother of all mothers. You should see mother wisdom. Because within the mind of God is wisdom. The answers to all answers. And what he says is that no man comes or asks for wisdom and doesn't get it. Every man that asks gets wisdom. Now, mothers, what I'm trying to teach you today and drop a seed into your mind, unless you be like a child, and you'll miss the goodness of God, and you'll miss it for your children, because if you don't get it as a mother, you can't pass it on to your children. And your grandchildren, and they won't be able to pass it on to their children. But keep in mind that you're seeing the mind of God, which is the mother of all mothers, which is mother wisdom. And because the goodness is in the mind of God that knows all things from the beginning to the end, we as mothers must submit our mind to God's mind, the mother of all mothers, because wisdom is our mother. Just as that child, 3 years old, come to you knowing that there's nowhere else to go. That's my mother. We need to look at mother wisdom, the mind of God, as our mother. And be like a child. Come to mother. And ask that I'm having a problem with this or that. Can you tell me what to do? Can you help me? Can you show me what I need to do, Mother Wisdom? And as any good mother, she will listen and she will make sure that she hears what you're saying. She will think upon what her child is asking, and then she will give her motherly wisdom. Now, as a child, you have to wait on the answer. Now, if you see this three-year-old little girl, and her mother says, she's come up and she asks, Mommy, what is so-and-so? And the mother says, if you just stop and think, the child is going to stand right there and wait. And if you take too long, she'll say, Mommy, did you hear me? Yeah, I heard you. Give me a moment. Let me think on it. And I'm going to give you an answer. That child is going to stand right there. She's not going to move because her mother has told her, I will give you an answer. Well, that's what Mother Wisdom says. Anytime you come to me and you ask me a question, I'm going to give you an answer. So you have to be like a child. That's why God says you have to be like a child. You have to become childlike. You have to look at it. If I was a child and I was in front of my mother, I would wait on my mother. I would stand right there until she gave me an answer. So don't assume that you asked and you didn't get an answer when you go to your mother as a mother. And within the first 2 seconds, most of us will say to ourselves, oh, well, I guess I didn't get an answer, so I guess I'll just go on and do this. I'll do it my way. That's the essence of it, because you didn't wait. You asked, but you didn't wait, so you don't get the answer. Well, that's the wrong answer. The answer is to wait, wait, wait. She, as Mother Wisdom, is designing your answer to your question according to your ability to receive. See, that's why you think, I'm not getting an answer. Well, each of us are on different levels of spirituality. Our journeys are different. We are at different points in our lives. So there's no one answer. Each person is individualized. And don't you think Mother Wisdom knows that? So she's going to have to design an answer that she can deliver to you according to your ability to receive it and understand it. And I'll tell you an example that came up to me. Is that, remember when they brought the woman to Jesus at the well, and they were so excited about just the law of Moses, and they caught her in the act. Oh, we got her. We caught her in the act of adultery, and, you know, now we got somebody we can stone. You know, people get so excited when they can just do something. We want to stone her. I know what we'll do. We'll take her to Jesus, and we're just going to put him on the spot, and we're going to ask him, you know, let him know we caught her dead in the act. So they came up, and they told Jesus, we want to give, they wanted to tell him, you know, we should stone her. The law says we should stone her. And they wanted Jesus just to give them an answer just on the spot. They were just ready. You know, come on, stones in the hands. Let's get ready. Let's stone her. But instead of giving them an immediate answer, he listened. He kneeled down to the ground. And he asked Mother Wisdom, what should I do in this situation? And he waited. That's why he kneeled down and didn't get up. He kneeled and he waited. And during his waiting, he wrote on the ground. Waiting. And when he got the answer, got his answer, he arose. And he gave them an answer that was specially designed for them. He went to Mother Wisdom. He says, I could do nothing of myself except through the Father. And the mind of the Father is the mother of all mothers, Mother Wisdom. They were looking for an answer, a quick fix, but instead the answer came in the form of a question. They were looking for Jesus to answer their question. But when he went to Mother Wisdom, the answer that was designed especially for them, that the question, the answer to their question came back in the form of a question. And he said to them, any of you without sin, cast the first stone. They wasn't expecting that. So we don't always get the answer that we are expecting, but we will get an answer that is specifically designed for you at your place and time and in a way that you can understand. That's not what they were looking for, but that's what they got. And you know what? Because the answer was designed directly for them, they all walked away. So, mothers, as you receive this thought today, and your daughters, daughter-in-law, sisters, cousins, friends, whomever, that come to you and ask you a question seeking an answer from you, just imagine yourself as made in the image of the mother of all mothers, Mother Wisdom. And imagine yourself as that small child that you must go and ask for wisdom. Ask your mother. And as you receive it, you should do the same. You should listen. And then you wait. And then you wait. And then you wait on the answer that is designed for your response before you give your answer to your daughter. That's the seed that I wanted to plant in your mind today. That's what God has asked me to deliver. Is that you always get the right answer. You should never make a mistake, because if you bring every situation to your mother and ask her just like you would if you was a 3-year-old child, you're going to get the answer if you wait and you listen, and then you must apply it. You will walk down a road of straightness. Thank you very much for listening. Anybody want to join in on the conversation today? Let me see what we have here. The mother of all mothers, Mother Wisdom. Everybody's listening. I'm assuming that you're hearing me out there. Somebody let me know if you're hearing me, because I don't know. I got so caught up in what the Lord wanted me to do. I need to know if you're hearing me. The switchboard is full, and so I'm assuming that you heard. Good morning. Anyone out there? Okay. I'll keep going. Thank you. I appreciate that. I just need to know if I'm being heard. Good morning, 347.
Good morning, Dr. Bessie. This is Cecilia from New York. Yes, I'm out here, and you coming out loud and clear. And what an awesome topic today, mothers of all mothers. And the way that you said is three cheers, and one is God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, and try to look into the mind of God. That is just awesome. It took me back. It took me for a while. I'm just trying to look at what I think my God should look like and then try to get into the mind. But as you said, we should be like children. And God says that too in the Bible, childlike, and wait on God for an answer. Sometimes we are so quick that we want to answer, or we want a response, or we want to say something. We forget to wait on God, and that is very important, because sometimes when you just go and you just say something and it's not the correct thing to say, you know, it can be more hurtful than it can be beneficial. And I just thank you today for that. And I'm just learning that. I'm just learning. I'm like a new child in God, and I'm learning so much about God, and I'm not a child, but God is just so awesome, and the Bible is just so awesome, and this is very good. And I think everybody out there got something from that today. And I'm going to discuss this with my child and my grandchild. And this is just awesome. And I can't believe we come into a whole year. And Dr. Bessie, I see how you pray and how you get your topic from the Lord. And it is just awesome. And I just want you to know that I know you're a woman of God. And I see that. And I'm just proud to be a part of it. And I just thank God for you every day. And you bringing me and my daughter and my granddaughter closer together and closer to the Lord. And we have a better relationship with the society, our community. It is just so awesome. Keep doing what you're doing. And I just thank you today for that topic. It is just awesome. And I never thought about it, looking inside, going to mother of all mother, which is God. It's just awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, like I said, I had another topic and even called someone that said, I want you to help me with this topic today. And it was talking about, you know, your favorite Christmas. And I thought I would make it a cheery kind of a thing. But that was Bessie. And then all of a sudden, hit me. No, that's not the way you do it. You're not going to come up with your topic. And I thought, and I said, Lord, what is it that you want me to say to your mothers and daughters? And this is the topic. And as I was writing it down, the Spirit just came on me, and I was like, wow, this is good. And he said, of course it is. It's me.
Yeah.
But what, you know, it's so amazing when you're talking to God and you know, he's funny. He will correct you. You know, he'll keep you alive and keep you on your toes. And but what I can say is that every topic that God brings to my spirit to deliver, it is a teaching for me. And as I've gone through the many years of training and teaching, I always tell the people that I'm in front of, I'm here, and you think I'm here for you, but I'm actually here for me. Because if God wants you to learn something, he will put you out there to teach it. Because, and when you're teaching someone else, you are the student. Keep in mind that every time you're teaching something, as you research and go through and God is talking to you to get that message out, you're the student. And a lot of times people think that I'm here for someone else. I never think like that. I tell people, my clients, I tell people that they well, what is the intro conversation? And I'm talking about the intro conversation that goes on in your head. I was the student. I was given that in 1982. That was my purpose for coming here, is to teach people how God speak to you, how God delivered your answers, and it's through man or through the intro conversation, and that the intro conversation is the key to whatever it is that you are trying to achieve in life and how it's the key to get back on track or to give your will to God. Whatever that you want to do, it is a part of that will, and that's the free will that God gives you. And you can use your tongue, as we talked a few weeks ago, to speak life or death. You can create words with your tongue that will put you into many different situations or to take you out of many different situations. It depends upon how you want to use the gift that God has given you, the gift of freedom, to be able to choose. And he could have been a selfish God and said, no, you serve one person and you serve me and me alone. But no, he wants you to go. And he wants you to come willingly. So with all of that, I got excited because the mother of all mothers, Mother Wisdom, that was nothing, wasn't anything that I thought of. It came out of my spirit, and I went, wow, the mother of all mothers. And I can go back and tell you when the seed was planted. I was talking to my sister, Janice, and she said, you're talking about wisdom. And she, no, Proverbs, yeah, and talking about wisdom. And she said, well, every time you see Proverbs, wisdom, it always referred to her as a she. She is principal, or she is this, and she is that. If you go back and you study it, and that's where the seed was planted, to be honest with you. And from that point, God started dealing with me. That seed was planted in my mind. And I said to her, because she is the mother. She means she's the mother. And that's when it just popped out. And from then on, it was just dealing in my head and my spirit. And today, you know, I wrote it down from shortly after we had the conversation. And I kept going back in my mind on it. And then this morning when I was saying, okay, Lord, what is it you want to talk? And he referenced me right back to that. And then he spilled it out as I read it to you this morning. I told you this morning. I thank God because I get an opportunity to just come and say, I ask wisdom, Mother Wisdom, you know, what is it that you want me to say? You're the mother. You are the mother of all mothers. You're the one that has the answer. You're the one that will nurture us as your mothers to be other mothers. And with that, God showed me that in every child that is born, that the seed, which is called a soul, is planted within. So, you know, you're always connected. You'll always be able to get the answer because you have the seed in you. Whether you want to develop it or not, the seed is planted within you, and it's up to us to water it. So this morning, God wanted me to plant that seed about the mother of all mothers, Mother Wisdom, and to bring you back to that three-year-old. The three-year-old, they are the cutest because they're fearless. They believe. They have no fear whatsoever. Thank you for listening. I could hear it in your voice. I know it touched you. It certainly touched me. And I'm going to continue to grow and see what the Lord tells us to do, and we continue because, you know, next year he has some exciting things on our agenda. You have a blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you. And keep on planting seeds, because you've been planting seeds throughout the year to us. And I just thank you for that from the bottom of my heart.
I thank you, too. God bless you. Love you.
Love you, too.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am just great.
Good. I just wanted to say that the topic this morning on wisdom, I'm going to be brief because I'm in an area I know you all can hear some noise. But the topic that on wisdom that you've spoken today is so good, and that's what we need to all have is ask God for wisdom. In fact, he tells us if we don't have it, if we want it, all we have to do is ask him for it. And we just have to keep in mind that wisdom is not about your degree or it's not based on education standard, which is good to have that. I'm not knocking that. But wisdom is having God's ability and his knowledge to how to work things out in a situation that we ordinarily couldn't handle. So he will give us the wisdom and the understanding that we need to work out any situation if we ask him concerning anything that involves us. So it's just very important that we learn that, we practice that, and the only way we're really going to truly get the wisdom of God is really to study and meditate in his word. And he will show you supernaturally how to work out any situation, letting his word be the final authority.
And the thing is that, you know, once you get the word, I mean, you got to wait and listen. A lot of times we don't have patience.
Amen.
We're in a hurry. This world of microwave and let's do it now and drive up to the drive-in and get a hamburger and you got 15 different ways you can get it. And, you know, everything is fast. You can get a hamburger within 2 minutes or less. and drive away. It's just unbelievable, and our minds are moving away from the mind of Christ. You know, it's moving away. We are now getting into the fast lane, and we got to be patient. We got to be humble enough to know that the answer is coming, because God cannot lie. And if He says the answer is coming, the answer is coming. You just need to wait, knowing
That's
that you're
right.
going to get it. You know, it's coming. So when we jump out and move fast, then we experience the life that we have created in our own vision. That's when you're talking about your words create your thoughts, and your thoughts create your visions, and your visions become your reality because you didn't wait. Okay?
Amen.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I was talking about you. I was telling them that, you know, because of you, you know, in that conversation that we had, that it planted a seed, and the Lord was working with me from that moment on about this particular topic at this time, and I did not know it was going to lead to this topic. But I thank God, because God has placed so many wonderful people in my life, and you being one of them. I just want to thank all the women out there that have been in my life, and I'm not talking about, I'm going to go ahead and click you off, Janice, so we won't hear the background, okay?
Okay.
To be on, but I'm just going to mute you. I just thank God for all of the women, because God has placed some wonderful people, and I have to say men and women, into my life. And it has been an opportunity for me to grow, to be taught, to experience a wonderful Christian life. And this particular year coming up, I just ask God to plant me in the middle of His children that are full of wisdom, that are chewing on what I call the bull. Because, you know, young lady, evangelist, they just said, you know, I'm a baby in Christ. Well, I consider myself a baby in Christ as well. I'm not one of those that have, I'm out there chewing on the bull. I'm getting there. I'm growing. And like I said, this whole program is designed so that I can grow, that I can be better. Because God has lined out work for me to do next year that is going to take me into an arena that I need to be dead on it for wisdom. I need to know how to come to my mother, my spiritual mother, and ask, what is it that I do? How do I handle this situation? And learning patience, being able to sit back and wait. And I'll tell you just a little bit. I know we're ending up with the program. In the last 2 years, a little better than 2 years, I have pulled myself away, led by spirit. And I've gotten away from television. I have not had television on in my home in a little better than two years. And that's what God wanted me to do, because He wanted my attention. And I know that I was a person that could get distracted with television. The first thing I would do when I come into the home is turn the television on. And as I cook, clean, do whatever, talk, you know, television is on in the background. And what God has shown me is that you got to be mindful of the television. The television is good if you have it on the right channel. But if, with me, I'm all over the place, you know, looking and listening, and sometimes I have it on and I'm on the computer. But words are being transmitted from television into your mind, and they are planting seeds. Every word that you hear plant a seed. And so in order for me to eliminate the seeds that were coming to me, I had to cut off something. That's the television. And to tell you the truth, I have enjoyed it. Can you imagine yourself just cutting off your television for 2 years? Now, I know sometimes, you know, when I'm out and I'm at a meeting and people are talking about things that are happening in the world, And they would say, did you hear about that last week? Or did you hear what happened yesterday? And I have to stop and think, and I hesitate, but I have to say it. I said, well, you know, I don't have television. And my daughter, when I say it, I think she would get a little embarrassed because she'd say, Mom, don't tell people you don't have television. You do have a television. Well, I do have a television. I just don't have it where I can use it. I don't have cable for my television. That's my choice. So with that, it eliminates the television because if you don't have cable, you can't have television. So, you know, that's the way it is, and I choose not to. And every once in a while I keep saying, well, I think I got it now and I can handle it. And the Lord would say, no, it's not time. So I have not been given the authority to go back and put television on. So that means there's a lot more I need to learn. There's a lot more I've got to get straight with me. So with that, I'm constantly going to Mother Wisdom and asking, what do I do in this situation? There are things that is in my life that I need to work on because I've got to get myself in a better position in order to deal with what I need to deal with next year. So God sends women in our meetings, and they come in, and they bring good wisdom and good counseling. I can go to TDN, or I can just have conversations with some of the ladies that you hear on the radio on Saturday mornings, and we talk for hours because they're counseling me. And they think that I'm counseling them. That's the most amazing thing to me because they say, oh, Dr. Fletcher, you're so wise, and I just love it. And I'm thinking, God has given me this as we are speaking. So therefore, the more conversations I have with you and we're talking about God, God speaks to me, and he gives me an answer to give to you, and I learn. So you are my teacher, and I want you to always know that we are always teaching. Anytime we are talking and sharing the word of God, he's going to talk to you, he's going to talk to me, and we're going to have an honest conversation because the word is honest, it's the truth, it's the light. Therefore, we are teaching each other. So I am grateful for you, and I want to say we're not going to have a program next Saturday. At least that's what I'm saying right now, and if the Lord says we are, I'll send you a text. But right now, I have committed to working at the shelter with my daughter for the homeless. And so because everybody, you know, a lot of people want to spend their holidays with their families, we are going to take our family and we're going to the shelter to do that work and help out. And so I can't be two places at one time. And I thought I will just say to you this Saturday that I want you to have a wonderful, wonderful holiday with your family. And give the most important gift of all things. Give them the love. Give them an honest conversation. And if you have something in your heart, and if you've been carrying it around for month after month after month, let it go. Even give them that gift. Say to them, you know, I know you might say this is awful, but just look, this is the truth. I really have not liked you over the years. And I have harbored this thought in my mind, and I want to release it today. I want to give you my love. From this moment on, I want to extend love to you. That's the best gift you can give anybody. But sometimes we have thoughts in our minds about individuals, and they don't really know. So if they don't know, they can't correct it. They can't make any changes. They can't make any adjustments to it because they don't know. But if you know, you're the one that's with the hardship of heart attacks and high blood pressure and all the things that your body will go through because you're hardening your heart. And as you harden your heart, it squeezes your arteries and your blood can't flow. You know, you are killing yourself from within with unforgiveness and hardening of your heart. You will die. Hate. So give yourself the gift. I was hoping that you get that. If you give to someone else, you get. So give yourself the gift of love. Release it, let it go, and breathe. Because God has work for us to do. And in order for us to help the rest of the children find their way to the mother of all mothers, we've got to go there first. I can't lead you to the mother of mothers if God hadn't taken me there first. How could I have taught you this today? How could I have shared this with you if I had not gone down this road in my thoughts and my spirit before today? So that's what I appreciate about you. As you come on Saturday morning and as you take your time, we are learning together. That's the essence of the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable. So anyone else have a comment before we leave?
Thank you for today.
Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you for today, and I just want to say I say Merry Christmas to everybody out there, and I say for you and your family and our family and everybody's family, just enjoy Jesus. This is about God, and that's it. If you don't have presents or whatever, give yourself like Dr. Betsy. Give love. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to tell you like I told one of the young ladies, I want to have a Jesus party. Why don't you just have a Jesus party? That'll be a good thing to do. It's his birthday. We celebrate everything else. We give presents, and we really don't have a party. Have that birthday cake that says, Happy Birthday, Jesus. It's his birthday. Have a Jesus party. Doesn't that sound wonderful?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. I got another caller here. One moment. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to say the topic was very informative today, and I just wanted to wish everybody who's listening a very Merry Christmas. This is Angela, North Carolina, and just wanted to say Merry Christmas to everybody and pray that everyone gets a chance to share some love with their family, friends, and even strangers.
All right. Yeah, you're right, even strangers. That reminded me, last night I was coming from the store, and I walked out, and there was a gentleman sitting on the side of the street that at the building there. And he had, he was a white male, he had dreads. And he was sitting there and had a little beard, and he said to me, excuse me, ma'am, he said, do you have some change? And I was talking on the phone, but he didn't know that because I had the ear plug into my ear. And I turned to look, and he said, oh, no, that's okay, don't bother. And he all of a sudden he acted as if he was scared. And I said, he said, well, you're the only person that ever stopped. He said, I've been asking, and no one stopped. But he thought, I guess, I was going to say something. And my friend that was on the phone said, I heard him. And she said, well, he must have thought you were going to say something. And I was telling him, I said, I was just turning around to see because he was down, and I had to turn back to look because I passed him. And then we had a conversation and shared, you know, some things with him. But that is it. Don't be afraid to stop and speak to strangers, and don't be afraid to say, well, they should be out there working. You know, we don't know everybody's journey. And if you only have a dollar and someone asks you for something, give them a dollar. Give them half of yours, and God will multiply it 100-fold. Thank you very much. You guys have a blessed Christmas. And if you feel like it, most of you that have my personal number, give me a call. I will try to call you all this week. And I love you. Merry Christmas.
Love you too.
All right. Mother of all mothers. Keep that in mind. Bye-bye.